the musical and theatre podcast, brought to you by Theatre Tokens. Give the gift of theatre. Theatre Tokens make a great present for any occasion. They can be used at more than 240 theatres nationwide, including all of London's West End. From Les Mis to Kinky Boots and from The Mousetrap to The Lion King, you can see them all using Theatre Tokens. For your chance to win £500 worth of Theatre Tokens, go to magic.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Alice Arnold and welcome to the Musicals and Theatre Podcast. In this podcast, I'm talking to Julian Bird about the Night of the Oliviers and what we can expect. And also I'm going to be talking to Ruthie Henschel about what it's like to actually win one. Welcome to the Musicals and Theatre Podcast. And I am joined today by Julian Bird, who is the executive producer of the Olivier Awards. And as we know, they're all coming up quite shortly on April the 9th, the Olivier Awards. I shall be hosting for Magic Radio with Ruthie Henschel, and I know we're both really, really excited about it. But it's all a bit of a mystery. It's all sort of covered in secrecy, isn't it, the Olivier Awards? So, well, first of all, we do know who's going to be presenting the... comparing the awards this year, don't we?
Lots of people know him from many, many things. Jason Manford, from his many comedy shows, from all his television work, and of course his roles in the theatre as well. He was in Sweeney Todd with Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton a few summers ago. He toured in The Producers, and he's just kind of just finished touring in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and playing the lead. So he has this kind of theatre pedigree as well as a great television and comedy and everything else. Background and actually, you know, more than anything, he loves the theatre and just loves talking about it. And I think that's fantastic.
So he'll be hosting the show.
He will be.
And I gather there will be some entertainment along the way.
One or two bits of entertainment.
Are we allowed to know about any of these bits of entertainment, or are they also covered in secrecy that we can't know?
No, absolutely. You know, I'm very proud that in when we reinvigorated the Oliviers, whatever it is, 6 or 7 years ago, you know, we continue to put music at the heart of that show and live music. So we bring back the 47-piece orchestra. The BBC Concert Orchestra will be joining us through the whole evening. We are obviously looking forward to a lot of the nominated musicals being there and performing often kind of special routine, special parts of their show. The girls are performing the big new musical based on the Calendar Girls.
Set around the WI.
They will be the full company will be performing. One or two. You might imagine Gary Barlow making an appearance. We will see on the night with them. The co-writer. We're incredibly, incredibly pleased that we are going to manage to do a performance from the most nominated musical, Groundhog Day, which has 8 nominations, which, of course, that's actually quite difficult for us because it's in preview on Broadway at the moment. So the lead is over there and back to do press performances.
Because I haven't seen Groundhog Day, so I'll be really
based on the
interested
movie, the Bill Murray
see,
movie.
Well, I know what
yeah.
it is, and it's Tim Minchin, isn't
Tim
it?
Tim Minchin.
So
and
I'll be really interested any of that.
Very exciting that Tim is flying in specially to do a special performance from Groundhog Day himself, so which will be really special, I think. So we're really, really looking forward to that. You know, we've got an extraordinary performance from Jesus Christ Superstar, that amazing production that was at Regent's Park, open-air theatre, and lots of other things. A very poignant and special moment, I think, which is always in the show around, you know, those who have sadly left us in the last year. I am personally just beyond delighted that biggest Tony Award winner of all time, Audra McDonald, is flying in specially to perform with a huge choir for the In Memoriam section. So we're building, I hope that will become a very poignant and special moment of the evening in that extraordinary Royal Albert Hall, you know.
I know.
So, you know, we've got some of the greatest vocalists and singers, you know, on this stage and from America. And of course, the list of presenters is absolutely extraordinary this year
to
present
say,
all the individual awards.
See, who's going to be popping up there presenting? Well, and are they going to be handing over their thing when it looks a bit dodgy and saying, oh, wait, no, you read this out because it doesn't look right to me.
Yes, no prize for the first person who opens an envelope and says La La Land.
Yes.
So, but, you know, we have Andrew Garfield joining us, who has just been Oscar nominated himself, Denise Goff, who won for Best Actress last year, Nathan Lane, who, of course, won an Olivier himself for The Producers some years ago. And this is his first time back on the Oliviers, which we're very excited to have him.
Is there a tradition of the winner of last year's award handing it on to the next person?
Not necessarily. We love inviting back winners if they're here. And of course, often they're performing or filming somewhere else in the world. We welcome back several this year, not just from last year's awards, but from previous. And it's so always so amazing to welcome back Olivier winner Nathan Lane, you know, to do the Olivier, something like that. But, you know, we have a huge range of people, you know, some who are performing in, around at the moment in the West End. Sophie Okonedo is going to be with us. John Boyega, who everyone knows from the latest Star Wars movie, who's about to do this extraordinary role at the Old Vic later in the year. He's joining us. So, you know, we're very, very excited. I think we have more presenters this year than we've ever had, and that, you know, slightly more ability in the Albert Hall to have a few more people. So lots and lots of names and faces that that people
will
recognise.
Well, fantastic for them. They'll all be glad when their bit's over.
Though, yes.
Because then they can enjoy the thing. So what you don't want to be, you don't want to be at the end of that list.
No, exactly.
You don't want to be presenting the last award. You want to get yours done really early, have all the glory for going up there and looking really good and presenting it really nicely, and then you can just relax and enjoy
And as you said earlier, you know, Magic are broadcasting all night. You're hosting with Ruthie.
I will be. And 3 hours we're going to be on.
I know. And you know, the big red carpet show that we're doing for the first time, so where you can watch all the stars arriving and everything, that's going to be on Magic's website as well from 4:30 that day. And
I'll be underneath the stage.
You'll be underneath.
I won't be in my long dress.
Your little room is called the gun room. I still haven't quite worked out why the studio is called the gun room, but there we go, it is.
No, I should be in my dungarees and a check shirt hiding underneath, admiring everybody else's frocks.
Absolutely.
I believe my co-host for the evening may be rather dressed up.
Well, I believe Ruthie will also be presenting, co-presenting the Magic Radio Best Musical Revival Award on stage.
She's going to leave me then.
She's going to
I'm
leave
going to be on
you.
My own I know, while she I pops know. Up, does
we
that.
We could lend you somebody else temporarily,
and then
I'm
she'll
sure.
be all giddy with excitement when she's done it. I can imagine how it's going to be now. She'll come back. She'll be all in a fluster
Absolutely.
From having done it and leave me stranded under the stage with a bowl of water.
It sounds terrible, this. Believe me, it's not actually under the stage. It's perfectly okay.
Right, I can't wait to see it. Anyway, we are really looking forward to the night. And Julian, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
In and talking to us about it.
Thanks.
Right, I'm now going to talk to Ruthie Henschel because she knows better than anybody what it is like to be nominated for an Olivier Award. So, Ruthie, what's it like to be nominated for an Olivier Award?
Well, I've been nominated 5 times and I've won once. I have been many times. People have said, oh, you've won twice, haven't you? And I've gone very quiet at that point and pretended I didn't hear them so that they still think I got two.
Well, you probably should have won. Should have won 5 times, surely. What went wrong?
Do you know what? I don't know.
No.
Fix.
Yes,
fix.
Yes, exactly. So which one did you win? Talk us through it.
Right. Well, I won for She Loves Me.
Yeah.
And it always makes me laugh because I was up the year before for Crazy for You, and it becomes all about the people who are there with you, because my mother and father were there with me both times. And after I didn't get the award for Crazy for You, my mother complained in the car all the way to the dinner afterwards. You know, well, as mothers may do, please don't let me end up like that. And then the following year, my father wrote me a letter just before the ceremony and said, look, you know, if you don't win, it doesn't matter, darling.
I will still be seen wrestling the gun
out of your mother's hands. But and all I remember about winning for She Loves Me was hearing my mother's voice going, she got it, she got it. And the relief was so huge that I remember going very quickly up the aisle just in case they turned around and said, oh, sorry, like the Oscars this year. Oh, and made a mistake and nearly lost my shoe. But
And did you have your speech all ready? And you prepared it for all five times? Presumably, you prepared your speech.
No, I didn't the last time because I kind of knew it was. It was for Marguerite, and I was up against that wonderful lady for Piaf. But I knew that I'd seen her. She was absolutely outstanding, and it was kind of like, no, this is her year. You kind of know.
Right. So you really didn't have a speech at all?
No, and also because I was in New York at the time, I was playing on Broadway. So they were going to have a, you know, if I won, you know, I had somebody, you know, going up and talking for me. But
oh right, yes.
I knew I did. It was kind of, you know, and I knew he'd do a good job. If by any chance it went my way. But I think the hardest thing is to be honest and say, yeah, I'd really like to win it, actually.
Yeah.
Because we're all, you know, supposed to say, oh, no, it's lovely to be nominated in that category amongst all these amazing women. And it is. I mean, because you do look around and think, well, that's lovely to have actually been picked out, you know, of all the stuff that's going on. But you want to win.
Well, presumably, so you've got the weeks when you know you're nominated. That's the best time.
Yes.
Because you've been nominated, so really excited about nominating. So from there till the evening itself is great.
Yes.
And then after that, it either gets better because you've won, or it's hugely just, well, there isn't really an in-between, is there? You've either won or you lost. So the best bit is those weeks of knowing you're nominated, but the awards haven't happened yet.
That's absolutely
right. Unless you're the winner. And then, well, obviously, then it's even better when you win. But,
well, the one with Crazy for You, we opened on the, I think it was the Tuesday. I had my birthday on the Thursday and was nominated for an Olivier on the Friday. And I think the Olivier's were like 2 weeks away.
Oh, wow.
So it was, yeah, that one was a quick one. But and actually, at that stage, I couldn't believe that I'd even been nominated. Didn't even enter my mind that I would be. You know, it wasn't on my radar. But then when I was, I think I've never wanted to be at the back. You know,
no.
Ever. So so it was kind of like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was your losing face?
I did practice it.
Did you?
I had
You're practicing, I'm really pleased for somebody else's face.
Yes.
Gosh, it's difficult to do that, isn't it?
Well, it is, because there is that moment of disappointment.
And the camera's sort of right on you. That's what I always think. That's really hard, because it is literally the moment you find out that something really disappointing, and yet you're meant to be smiling at the moment of disappointment.
Well, this is why when the Oscars are on, I am so wanting at some point somebody to just sit there, and when they don't get it, go and just start crying, or that's not fair, it's mine.
Yes.
Something, just for a laugh.
Well, because it's built in for them to be so polite and so thanking, which of course you must be, but in order for the awards to have credence, people need to want to win them, and winning them needs to be important, and therefore you're sort of saying, oh well, it's not important, and well done everybody else. But of course you're going to be disappointed.
Oh, I think so.
And then you've got the whole dinner after and everything. I don't want to dwell on the disappointment, but because of course you were a winner,
but I think
you've got to keep that up for the whole evening, haven't you, afterwards?
Well, it becomes easier the more you've been nominated and not got it. Because I remember watching Henry Goodman. I was at the Olivier's when it was just a warm glass of wine and a vol au vent. And I remember him getting up. He won. I have no idea what he won for. I can't remember. But I remember him saying, "This is amazing," he said, "because I've been nominated 14 times and this is the first time I've won."
Wow.
Can you imagine 14 times?
Oh, you'd start to think there was a plot against you.
Yes, you would. You're like, oh, come on, give it to me just for the fact of 14 nominations. But, you know, his day came, and I think, like the last time I was nominated, I really wasn't, you get to the point where you think, she'll get it. And you get very sort of pragmatic about it in the end. But it doesn't mean that you don't hope that you've got it wrong.
Yeah, of course. Otherwise you wouldn't bother going, really.
But also, you know, the whole night is very exciting because, you know, for people in the theatre, we very rarely get a red carpet rolled out.
No.
And somebody doing your hair and makeup if you feel like it. So, you know, it's that whole event that it's become. And going inside the theatre and seeing so many people you know, and feeling like you have a reason to be there. You're not just sort of sitting there, you know, watching a show and being an observer. It's so lovely.
Well,
to
you've
be
got
a
big reason to be there, of course, because you are presenting the Magic Best Musical Revival Award. So, first of all, what are you wearing? Are you allowed to tell us?
Yes, I am. Right. I'm wearing an Amanda Wakely.
Yes.
I have no idea yet which one. I'm going on the Monday before, and I'm going to see which one my bottom fits into.
Right, don't spill down that, because she'll be... No, because you've got to take it back, presumably.
Yes.
So, you know, don't get any red wine on that. I'll make sure we don't have any in our little studio.
Okay. And no smoking either. No.
Oh, I was going to have... I thought I'd have a pipe actually going well during the whole thing. And I don't want that. All right. No. I'll try not to do that then.
No pipe, please. No, I don't want any fag burns.
we might have to have snacks, but we'll have to make sure that they're not greasy.
Yeah, we have.
Because we are going to be 3 hours down there. I know you'll pop up onto the stage.
Yes.
I won't. I will be in that dungeon under the stage for 3 hours. So I'm going to need sweeties or something.
Oh, I will bring a supply, don't you worry.
Be careful with chocolate as well, actually, on your dress.
Oh, yes.
We'll have crisps and nuts and things, I hope. You know, we'll see. Well, we'll have to bring them in, won't we? Do we know when in the evening your award comes?
I don't know.
No.
But all I hope is that I can walk on and walk off without tripping over.
Yeah, that's all you've got to do. And if you think about it, in general, in real life, do you tend to fall over? Will you fall over when you walk to the tube now? I doubt
not
it.
Not when sober.
Probably not.
No.
And you'll be sober on the night. You will be sober. So the chances of you tripping up are small.
Small.
Yes. Well, Ruthie, thank you very much. Can't wait to see you on the actual night in a week's time.
Lots of fun. Yeah, Looking forward to it.
So am I. I'm Alice Arnold, and that was the Musicals and Theatre Podcast. If you enjoyed that, then you can hear me every Saturday and Sunday morning from 6 till 10 on Mellow Magic, where I've lots of lovely, timeless, relaxing classics, musical numbers, and interviews.